Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We are in Nehemiah chapter 9 today. If you can have your Bible ready, you'll get much more out of this study. In Nehemiah chapter 1 through 7, the focus is on building the place. Then in chapter 8 through 13, the focus changes to building the people. In a previous broadcast, in fact, as we began this series, we looked first at chapter 8, which had to do with the revival that had taken place in Nehemiah's day. And then we went back and looked at chapter 1 through 7. We will not go through chapter 8 again at this time. If you want to hear what happened there, you can go to our first broadcast in this series and listen to it there. We will mention that it took place at the Watergate. The Watergate represents the Word of God, and the people were all in unity in the Word in verse number 1 of chapter 8. The focus changed from the work to the Word. And the people said, bring the book, bring the book. You'll see that over and over again in that chapter. Now, the Bible says that the Word of God is how we grow, 1 Peter 2 and 2, how we grow spiritually. Psalm 119, verse 9, talks about the Word cleansing us. And then James 1, James said, be not hearers of the Word only, but be ye doers. And so we're seeing what happens here. The wall is completed, and now the real work is beginning. It's much easier to build the place than it was to build the people. Well, the response in that revival we saw was threefold. There was an intellectual response. The Bible says they had understanding. There was an emotional response, but God gave us emotion, but emotion should be what salt is to food. You get your supper ready and you say to your wife, would you pass me the salt? And you take the lid off and dump the whole salt shaker on it. You've just ruined the meal. And emotion is God-given, but it's not supposed to be in charge. Well, there was an intellectual response. There was emotional response. And then there was a practical response. They made a covenant, and the important purpose for Nehemiah's trip to Jerusalem is now just beginning. The walls were simply a means to an end. Now I'm reading from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 1. It says, now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. Now, why does it mention the day? It's important. If you follow it through, you can get a timeline here concerning everything that was happening. But the lesson for us here is that there was a specific day of action when they began to do something. And we see here what they began to do. They were fasting. They were wearing these sackcloth, and they had earth upon them. Now, that was a common outward expression of when God's people repented. We read in verse number two of chapter 9, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Now, first of all, it says they separated themselves. Second, it says they stood and confessed their sins. Now, they stood up, it says a little later on here, in this chapter, and this word where it says they stood is a different word. It has been translated continued 6 times. It has been translated stay 17 times. It has been translated remain 8 times. And so when it says they stood, it means they didn't go anywhere, and they confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Now, when it says they confess their sins, it doesn't mean they confess them to one another. They confess them to the Lord, and we'll see that most of this chapter records their prayer confession. Now, first of all, it says in this verse, they separated themselves. You'll find that phrase separated themselves seven times in the Bible. It's a very interesting study. In chapter 13 of the book of Genesis is the first time we find it. And we'll look at that. If you'll turn in your Bibles, we'll have a look at what happened there. We have here in Genesis 13 a very familiar story. It says that Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai. Interestingly, Bethel means house of God, and Hai means heap of ruins. Now, you have to decide where you want to live. We read here in verse 4, they went unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. Now there's a strife, and these Canaanites and these Perizzites, they dwelled in the land. That is, they were heathens looking on at these people of God fighting with each other. And that's not good. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself. There's that phrase. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. So obviously here, Abraham let his nephew, Lot, choose. We read in verse 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou come unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. He looked at it and he said, this is like Egypt, that's what I want. Egypt represents the world. Well, we see that Lot journeyed, he took his journey, and Abraham, it says in verse 12, Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plains and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now, each one of them are making choices. We all make choices every day. I was reading a story where someone likened our life unto going every morning to a ticket dispenser, and every day you get one ticket. You just push the button and out comes the ticket and it gives you 24 hours. Then you go back tomorrow and you get another ticket and you get another 24 hours. We don't know how many tickets are in the machine. You might have 150 tickets left. You might have three. We don't know how many are there. You might have 150 days left to live. You might have three. We don't know how many days we have to live. And so what they did with the ticket, they did it today, and they couldn't say, well, I want to do that over again. I need to do that again. I don't like the way that went. You can't do that. You make your decisions. You decide where you're going to dwell. You decide which way you're going to pitch your tent. And Lot did that, and Abraham did that. They both chose. Well, it says in verse 13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Maybe I better read that again, all right? These are Sodomites. The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, keep in mind, they both chose which direction they would go, and Lot wanted to go where it looked like the world. He said unto Abraham, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. And so we see that the Lord blessed Abraham after that Lot was separated from him. Well, we said there was seven verses in the Bible, or seven times where you find this phrase, they separated themselves. I'll just give you the six of the others. I'm not going to go through them all, but I'll give you the references. 1 Chronicles 12 and 8, it says the Gadites there separated themselves unto David. It says they were men of might, they were men of war, they were fit for the battle, they could handle the shield and the buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions. They separated themselves unto David for the battle. Then in Ezra chapter 6 and verse 21, it says the children of Israel were come again out of the captivity, and all such as had separated themselves from the filthiness of the heathen. Then in Ezra 9 and 1, it didn't take very long, it says the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land, doing according to their abominations. Then we get down where we are now in Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 2, and it says the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Then in Nehemiah chapter 10 and 28, we read about the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nephilims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the land unto the law of God. And you read in that verse, once they got into the word of God, that they were having knowledge and understanding, Nehemiah 10 and 28. And then one more time, we read in Hosea chapter 9, verse number 10, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame. And their abominations were according as they loved. Well, back in our study here in Nehemiah chapter 9, we read in the first two verses, Now in the 20th and fourth day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth and earth upon them, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquity of their fathers. We'll pick this study up in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in.